Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? As many of you know, I love my sneakers. I'm the type of guy that stays away from places that won't allow me to wear my sneakers. It is what it is. Now, as my oldest gets more involved in the sneaker game, I wanted to talk to a father who wakes up ready to add to his crazy sneaker collection every day. He is the founder of LR Kicks on Deck and Miller's Corner. What's good, Mr. Miller?
What's going on, man? Good evening, good afternoon, should I really say.
Yeah, man, we on that noontime, noon o'clock.
Yeah.
We both had our Supreme drops for today. We had our Nike drops. You caught some W's, I caught some L's. So it's all good. Yeah. You know what's crazy? Like, you know, we're gonna talk about sneakers and all that and fatherhood and, you know, how it pertains to parenting and all that. But beforehand, you and I were talking about Supreme and how we catch L's, you know, and I think that's a valuable lesson, bro. Like that's a lesson for us. You know what I mean? Like we over here our thing as dads, and then we try to go buy something on Supreme and we lose, man. Like how does it feel catching an L on these apps, bro? How frustrating
is
that?
The L's are more frustrating at me pointing this my stage in my sneaker journey. It hurts more for my kids, because my kids, they get everything they want, but when they specifically ask me for things, I definitely try to go out my way and try to make sure I actually get it for them. Mm-hmm. But the L's are different now, because we've been given a false narrative, in my opinion, of what we need to do to cop L's. But the game, backdoor wise, not literally backdoor, but behind the scenes, has changed so much where the frustration just grows. We had that drop yesterday watching the live, and I tweeted out that it's like I was on the live at the beginning when it was only like 20,000 people on there.
Yeah.
And then it jumped, and I still didn't hit. And it was like I've hit one pair of shoes off there in 9 months and two pairs of shoes in a year.
What,
like,
on sneakers?
How do you equate on sneakers?
Oh my goodness!
Like, I haven't hit. Yeah, it's bad, and I'm conditioned to it, and I think I'm not greedy. And I try to tell people, you have to understand that people go for everything. They don't go for what they want. They just go for everything because they don't know what it's gonna do. And I'm not like that. So I only select stuff that I'm going to get that I know I can't get locally. And yeah, man, I haven't in 2 years. I've hit two shoes off that app, and that's it. Oh, and it's frustrating. It's very frustrating, because I never would have thought 15 years ago this game would be where it's at, and the struggle it takes to secure sneakers. You had to be crafty and creative. I've built EuroConnects that helped me out, that find my stuff in my files. We're seeing that a lot of stuff is not dropping in the United States yet. It's all Euro. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting three pairs of shoes last week just off Euro drops. Now, before they released in the States, I had them. And that's just building your connect. You had to be more creative. You can't, you kind of have to use an incumbent of, you know, GOAT, StockX, and eBay to kind of negotiate how much you really want to pay. And I talked to a friend yesterday. He was like, bro, I don't even use Nike no more. I just buy on resale.
Yeah, you can't.
I just buy on resale. He's like, there's no point. I said, I'd rather get them early, get my wares out of them, and pay a little extra. He's like, because it's disheartening. As much as Nike, their intentions were to bring that app to be fruitful and something that community can branch onto, it hasn't been. Yeah. And I don't see it changing.
Yeah, it's impossible, man. Like my son really got into it now, into the sneaker game, and you know he's not doing it for he loves the kicks, but he's not doing it for the love of wearing the kicks. So he's on the opposing side where, you know, I'm like you, I try to go for the sneakers that I really love for myself. Right. And then everything else, you know, I try to hit for him to resell. And now it's like, we don't even got mom and pop stores no more, man. Like Nike, you know, they pulled it from the mom and pop stores. They pulled them from Foot Locker. Yo, if you don't hit on retail, which is really, really hard to do so, you're paying up.
Yeah.
You're paying up. That's it. The resellers have become the new mom and pop stores.
And it's brick and mortars. When Nike killed all the brick and mortar stores, and they did that massive shutdown of contracts. They abruptly cut contracts with certain lot of boutiques back in about 3 or 4 years ago. We saw the writing on the wall. They're not just reacting to the market or stock prices. They've got a plan they're going to execute, and they're just methodically doing it. They can methodically not look at stuff that they need to address, because guess what? If I or you or your son stops copping, there's three more people to take our place.
Oh yeah, all day long.
That's the way they look at it. So they have no need to make things fair or make things transparent or make things where, okay, it seems fair. Yeah, I didn't win that one, but I won the next one it's not like that. Yeah. It's completely different.
Nah, they got the sale. They got the sale complete. That's it.
Yeah, that's all they care about. They don't care about anything else. And I hate that, because I know deep down that's not Nike's intention. But we created this monster. And when I said this on my show, is we created this monster on sneakers. Mm-hmm. We have ourselves to blame. When they had a fair amount of people that were only on there to buy shoes, it was easier to cop. And as we've seen progressively, it's harder and harder, because the accounts, people got 5-6 accounts.
Yeah, they smartened up.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like, how do you win off that when you got 5-6 accounts?
Yeah, forget about the extra accounts. Then you got to deal with all the kids that have bots, right? And it's like, now you got to deal with people that are investing, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month on bots. Plus, they got another 10 manual accounts. And it's like, man, for you to hit, bro, you might have a better chance of winning the lotto, man. Like, it's kind of crazy, like a scratch off.
You're 1,000% right. I mean, I think you really do have to be luck in the right time. And then, you know, especially with, you know, all the other boutiques. I mean, we're not going to talk just about sneakers and Nike, but look what Union's doing. Look what Amanier did with their drop, making it a manual drop,
and make it hell.
Manual checkout.
They make it hell for the manual person, bro.
Yeah, they make it hell.
But we get them.
I tried to hit on those dunks. I tried to hit on those dunks. And it made me type in yellow 4 times. Yeah. It made me do captcha 3 times. And I got frustrated because it went to a blank screen. But if I would have scrolled up, they had carded.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
mm-hmm.
what it's about. It's like you get frustrated and we get impatient. Like, okay, well, I got to try something else. And I tell people, if you got something and it's good, stick with that. I build on my plan.
That happened to me, because when I actually hit on the dunks, and I did the same thing. I spelled yellow correctly. It made me do it a couple times. Then, you know, I think I had the cat or a truck. I think it was a truck that I had to do. An airplane that I had to do a box around. Dude, I did that box at least like 10 times. And I'm looking at my mother-in-law. I'm in the car and I'm like, oh man, I'm not going to hit. And then it hit me with a blank page. I refreshed it. And it threw me right in the cart. It said I had 5 minutes left. When it hit me with the 5 minute mark, the first thing I did was say, shit, I'm not getting this. If I'm not under 2 minutes, it's a wrap. And, you know, I got lucky. I got lucky. And I think that's
what time are you?
It's funny, because those I wanted, I'm not going to lie to you, man. And I hope you don't hate me for this. Those I wanted to get them to resell. No. You know what I mean? But I copped them in my size. I copped them in my size, though. And because I copped them in my size, I got lucky. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And see, I wasn't copping the resale. I was copping the trade, because I have a friend of mine. He wanted that colorway, and he has the purple one.
Ooh.
And we wear the same size. So he has. See, I didn't care. I didn't too much care for the blue one.
Yeah.
I want that Lakers.
Yeah,
I want
that
Lakers colorway. Give me that Lakers colorway all day. And I told him, he's like, bro, I'm trying to get them, because I got them off of, you know, off early, but he didn't have it. You know, it's your size. And he's like, I'd rather trade you straight up. That way, you know, it'd be cool. And so I was trying to get him to trade for the Raker colorway, the next passport. So, and I just didn't hit. And I guarantee, when I looked up and I scrolled up, I saw that some gun sitting in my cart. I said, dang. If I would have just stuck to my plan, I probably could have hit them joints. And I just didn't. But, you know, I didn't need to, because I always think about it like this. Sneaker karma is always going to work like this. Like, I had missed out on those, But the day before, I went grail hunting, and I got two grails.
Mm-hmm. Which ones
that
are those?
That shoe didn't hurt me.
Which two grails?
I ended up getting the. I knocked out the Jordan 7 Ben 7s.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up knocking that one out, and I ended up knocking off because I was having horrible luck trying to get those Pandas dunks. So I ended up
getting,
screw it. Yeah, those are impossible. Like, I don't even know how that resale price is what it is.
No, they don't drop in price.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, that quality is not that great on those Pandas, but the black and white shoe.
Uh-huh.
So I end up getting the Jeff Staples Panda low. I end up getting those
are
yeah,
nice.
So
bro.
I just said, forget about it. I'm just gonna do something bigger than that Panda. Then, because I mean, everybody complains about that quality. So I was like, nope, I know that quality is gonna be good, and it's SB, so I'll be good.
Yeah,
so, and I had just scooped those. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, there ain't no point me hitting on that. I'm good. I'll be straight.
I like that feeling because I think that goes along perfectly with fatherhood, right? Where from the beginning, like, you're trying things, you know, you have a plan. Sometimes you stray from the plan. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But then you go back to the karma, right? Where the karma side is, if you're a parent that's never present or never trying to be present, you'll never receive the goodness that comes with it. You'll only see the stuff from outside. You know what I mean? And I think it's the same thing with the sneakers, where
yeah.
The karma comes around. Like, you hit on two grails. All right, cool. It would have been dope if you had hit on the unions too. But yo, you're not getting greedy. And I think that's fatherhood,
yeah.
Where we don't get greedy. Like, with our kids, we know how far we could take them. And then we stop. It's
yeah.
Like, all right, chill. Let me chill a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I might push him a little bit.
Exactly.
But that's it. I'm not going to push my luck.
I think you're 1,000% right. You know, being a father and, you know, having two young men that I have to raise, and they want to be engulfed in the culture. They want to know. They know Jordan boxes. They know Nike boxes. They know Adidas boxes. Like, they know shoes. Like, that's their claim to fame at school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things. And I've taught them responsibilities, because it's not about you're blessed to be able to wear a different pair of shoes every day you go to school.
Yeah.
You are blessed. And I never let them forget that. It's saying you're blessed, because some kids have to wear one pair of shoes until the summertime. Y'all got y'all got 35 pairs of shoes apiece.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? You are blessed. Do never feel like you're better than anybody. You are humbled. I say, clean your shoes, put your shoes up. When you wear great, good, nice shoes that are brand new, I don't need you to go outside and play kickball. It's instilling the intangibles that allows this game to keep going forward and allows it to learn that they are blessed in what they do, and that it's not as easy. Your parents work hard for that. And if they understand that, it's easier for them when they got older, you know, and understand and appreciate the things they've been given, or appreciate the things they've worked for.
Yeah.
I'm 43. I'll be 43 this year. And I remember my mom like, nah, I've seen the way you take care of them shoes. I'm not going to buy you another pair. And it taught me how to take care of my stuff and appreciate it. And when I started doing that, it just helped me. So now when I look at back at shoes I've had for 20 years, I'm like, damn. Okay, I learned a little something.
And the glue's not falling. The only thing you can't stop is the glue from falling apart, man. from it riding.
Yeah, so I've just tried to instill that in them.
You know, that's crazy, because you mentioned a couple things there that I would love to dig in deeper into. But first is the blessed side, right? Like, I interviewed Jason Maiden. He's the original designer, or one of the original designers, of the Air Monarchs. And you know, his
uh-huh.
kids' godparents are, you know, Phil Knight and people at Nike. You know, he was one of the youngest designers ever to hit Nike. And you know, I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, you know, your kids must have a crazy collection. And he's actually on the opposite side, where he said, nah, they don't. They don't have sneakers that they could rock every single day. They got one pair of kicks for school. And every semester we just buy them a new one. And it's like it's just funny how parenting it all leads to the same thing, but we take different routes, right? Like, where you said, yo, I want to keep them fresh, so every day I'm gonna buy them, you know, not every day, but I'm gonna have them have kicks that they could rock every other day, or switch them up every other day. While this guy, who has access to all the sneakers in the world, says, nah, I want them to learn to be humble, and they got to go get theirs. So I think that's pretty dope. Like, there's two different ways. Like, now you're teaching them, yo, I got to wake up every day to go fight for these things. Take care of them, yo. You know what I mean? And yeah, I think that's the...
I totally agree.
That's a hard thing, bro. How do you get your kids to take care of their kids? Because, I mean, their kicks. Because it took me a long time to do so. Like, I used to take care of them when I was younger. But the minute I had my first son, bro, you would catch me with white sneakers at the playground. Looking foolish as hell. But it was just something that, I didn't think about. So how do you keep your kids keeping their kicks clean, bro? Like, how frustrating
is
that?
Well, it started off really... really young. I started them off at when they was 2 and 3. You know, when they're in the seas, you can't really control them. Mm-hmm. But I made them aware. Like, one of the first things I did was set up, okay, you have a play shoe, a good looking shoe, and then we used to have a church shoe. That was the way we was raised in the South. You had three pairs of shoes. You had, you know, the play shoe that you can do anything in. You had a nice shoe to wear to school and to, you know, whatever. And then you had the church shoes that was for nice going out and getting togethers. Mm. So basically what I did was I allowed them to have play shoes as a starting point. So when they went outside, it wasn't the shoes there. It was a specific shoe. Mm-hmm. The next thing I did was when I cleaned my shoes weekly, I let them join in.
Oh, so hey, you have them sitting down with you?
I had them sitting down as babies. And they would clean, they would scrub, get a toothbrush, and had a little water in solution, and they just be scrubbing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get the toe box. Hey, let's take this. Do we think we need to take the strings out? The shoelaces? Yeah, let's take the strings out. Let me show you how to do it. Hey, Dad. And they come home. They're like, now they're at the point, Dad, could you give me the kick so I can, or could you clean my shoes, or I'll do it later. Like, they do that now. Like, I've only let Caden wear his Lightnings a couple times and his Armaniers a couple times at school because I'm like, bro, I know you be going ham.
You're
going to
dog them.
I was like, but he's like, Dad, I won't play kickball or I'll just keep it simple today. Like, he knows, okay, I'm not finna. But he certain knows, like certain shoes, he can get away with doing that. But I just taught him early, like, this is a good shoe, son. Take care of it. You can't. Don't do that today. You don't have to do that today and stuff like that. And they caught on to it. That's why a lot of people, when they see their shoes, when I take pictures with them in the morning, they're like, those are still in good condition. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Because we take care of them. Yeah, we take care of them. Plus, one of the things that, you touched on this earlier is I shop on eBay a lot, like for used kids shoes. I can't see myself paying $85 a pop. I'll go pay $40-$50 for a pair of shoes that's got good life, mm-hmm. and can be cleaned. And so I did that. So a lot of, probably around 90% of their collection have came from eBay.
Yo, that's pretty.
And literally came from eBay.
Yo, that's pretty gangster though. Because, I'm in your age group as well. I'm 42. And we used to lend, like I used to lend my sneakers to the whole neighborhood. Right. I would never buy used kicks, and it seems like the sneaker game has changed where now used kicks, you not only can you make real good money on them, but people actually flip them. Like, this is their business. Like, kids love them.
Yep.
Like,
oh yeah,
it's insane. How do you feel about that?
I follow a ton when my kids were younger, I started following a lot of young women from the West Coast and some from the South. Mm-hmm. And like, I just caught a rep. Because I would buy in bulk. I'd buy 3 or 4 pairs at a time. And then I would send her to customers. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all they would do. Their kids would take care of their shoes. They wouldn't have any heel drag. The laces weren't busted. Like, they were just normal wear and tear from wearing them, but not playing in them. Mm-hmm. And I would pay half the price to get them. I think it's a good business. I mean, I've got 12 C's. I'm still trying to sell because my kids are like, well, when are we going to get a new run? I'm like, well, I got to sell you old one. I can't sell you.
They ready.
Get you a new run.
Yo, they can't see you with new kicks, bro. That's it. They want in.
Yeah.
They want in.
Yeah. So I bought, Caden got the patent leather ones and Kingston got the trainer SCs because he wanted to do trainer Tuesdays with me. So they get stuff, but they haven't got like they're used to coming in and seeing 5 pairs of shoes in a week and like, okay. And then me introducing them 1 pair per week. because I don't like the full guard and shoot them out. So with that being said, you know, I think it's a fruitful business that I support. I've been supporting it since my kids were born.
Yeah.
eBay has been a godsend because it's hard. Not saying my kids aren't worth it, but when you think about it, if you can buy not that $90 can buy you 2 to 3 pairs of shoes that are in good condition, that are probably maybe older, that people consider a grail, I'll take that all day before I spend $85.
It makes sense.
I'll spend $90 on 2 pairs of shoes, and then that's just me. And I've been upfront. People are like, where's you? I tell them, like, I either got it off eBay or I got it from this reseller, this lady reseller. It's the majority of women that do it. Like, it's 99% of women that I follow that do it or that sell shoes, kids' shoes. They women. They all women.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because, like, when I had my first son, you know, as somebody that loves sneakers, like, I would buy him all the newest kicks that came out. And they were fit for a day. You know, homeboy had like bare feet, bro. Like his bottom foot was like, his 2 feet were like just huge. And it was like, no matter what size sneakers we bought, it didn't fit because the width didn't match. And it was like, damn, like I'm thinking about it now. And it's like, that was thousands of dollars down the drain because he didn't use them. His little brothers didn't use them. Nobody used them. Like, now we're giving them as gifts. You know what I mean? So it makes perfect sense, especially when the kids aren't roaming around. Like when they're that small.
Yeah,
it makes it even easier to buy the used sneakers. I know you buying them for older kids, but the smaller they are, the easier it is to get them because the kids can't walk. They could barely do anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, you can buy yourself some grails. Save your money and buy yourself some grails.
And I told people this. I tell people this all the time. I was never shy about it. And I told them, it's like, people didn't know how I was buying. Like, why are you buying all these shoes? They're going to grow out of them. I said, every time you saw my son in shoes, either one of my sons, they're a half size. They're probably a full size run up. Mm-hmm. So if they're in a 12, I don't buy them number 13s and ones. Like right now, Kingston's in a 13, Caden's in a 1, 1.5. Mm-hmm. I stopped buying ones. I can buy ones, but that'll go to Kingston because Kingston is my youngest and he gets the hand-me-downs. Yeah. But for Caden, I buy nothing but twos. And twos are big on him. And I've been blessed enough that he doesn't grow fast. Like, he was not that wake up in a 2C, go to bed in a 2C, wake up in a 4C. He was never like that. He woke up in a 2C for 2 months, and then he would graduate to a 3C. Or a certain shoe, he would need a 2.5C. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky to not have that. Damn, he didn't even get a chance. I was lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah.
But it's all about going a size up. Like, don't buy for the size you think he's in. Buy for the size he can grow with. And I think that's where people get it. People have made mistakes in the past is that they buy for the size that fits him instead of buying for the size that he can grow into.
Yeah, because they do grow pretty quick. They, you know, they their feet do go pretty fast sometimes. Like, I know my kids were just flying. Now, as my oldest is a little bit older, I'm still surprised that he's my size. And it feels like just yesterday he was like a size 6Y or 7Y. And now he's buying Yeezys at 9.5. And it's like, yo, you know what? You get your kicks. Ooh. Don't touch my kicks. Don't touch my kicks. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, you know, going back to like the sneakers stuff, like a lot of parents have, you know, we always put up these posts when we do like class photos that the kids be smiling and they be smiling all crazy, almost like they don't want to take the photos. I'm assuming that your kids wake up ready to say, yo, let's take a picture. I know it's sneakers, but yo, how dope is that to have your child saying, yo, Trainer Tuesday, I want in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Nothing. I think everything, every day I wake up being able to have the ability to take a picture of them daily, is a blessing. Because I never would have thought I never thought I was going to be a father. So when I got the opportunity, I'm taking full advantage of it. Since they were born, they've taken pictures. So they're conditioned to, before they go to school, they take pictures. So when they're 1, 2, 3 and on, they're 6 and 8 now. They know to take pictures. They know how to pose. They like, what kind of shot we going to do? Like, are we doing back to back? Are we doing side by side? Am I doing the lift? Are we doing the point? They know all the poses to do it. So it just because they watch me do it, and they appreciate, you know, how I, you know, that I take care of stuff, that I have a lot. Like, and I think it was just something that we grew up in the sneaker game together. Like, they knew we matched shoes. That was cool. I was like my dad, and my dad, me and my dad cleaned shoes. And plus, I had that memory that I can always go back and look at them, because it's going to reach a time where my sons ain't going to want to be on my page no more. They're going to be like, I got my own page, Dad. I ain't trying to rock with you.
That's right.
And that's what I have to deal with. So now I'm taking advantage while I still have a little bit of control. Over them, you know, and they'll say, Dad, let's take a picture together. And I'll cherish that. So until I get to that point, I'm going to keep doing it. And it was tough at first when I first started collecting shoes with my sons and posting. People thought I was clout chasing. And I was like, nah, man, it's just my love. And I'm
combining
it with them. Like,
you're combining it. You're combining it with fatherhood. That's all.
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't see what the big deal was, but people thought I was clout chasing because I was doing it every day. And it was like, nah, man, I love shoes. And if my kids, if I shine, they going to shine with me. Like, what's the problem?
Yo, I ain't going to lie. Nah, I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to see a lot of pictures with parents, with their kids, and they, you know, they would just show the sneaker. And at first, I didn't know. I didn't understand. Like, I didn't understand why they did it until I started following you. And that was maybe like, I'm going to say like 2 years ago. And then I started seeing that it was a story behind it. You know what I mean? And I think I think for a lot of people, we forget that social media, especially like visual social media stuff, is different for everybody, man. Like, we have our own vices and the things that we want to show off. But also, we use these things for different reasons, right? I think I credit you for opening up my eyes, where it was like, oh, now I don't take pictures with my sons without sneakers. But what I do take a picture of is when we get mail day, when we get, you know, three or four pair of sneakers that we go pick them up from the mail center, we come through and we take a picture. And at first people used to be like, yo, you showing off. And it's like, yo, you know what? I am showing off. I'm showing off my time with my son. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not showing off the sneakers, because the sneakers might be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
But these memories we're going to have forever.
I think that's the main thing, is that I've always fought for with when my content is, I want to be able to start something that will go beyond me. Mm-hmm. So I want people to look at my page and be inspired to say, he's not doing this. He's done this for, Caden is nine. He's eight. He'll be nine this year. He's done it for 9 years straight.
Yeah.
That he's posted him and his kids, or him and his shoes and his kids. That's something that I want anybody to be like, oh, that ain't nothing. I want them to be inspired to do that and understand that why I do it. And I think that was one of the things that kept me going, was doing that, was withstanding the hate for a good little while, and then just pushing through. Because you can inspire so much. And, you know, I used to get, when I said this on the show last night, people used to always be like, goals. When they, you know, when they see you and you, your son or your daughter, big shout out to the girl dads. But I remember, that's all I used to get was goals. And that was the biggest props, because, I mean, I don't want you just to see me and my kids. I want you to see the father that they have.
Exactly.
And the job that I'm doing, the job that we do behind the scenes, that you can't necessarily take from a snapshot of a picture. I want you to understand why. Follow me and watch how I speak, how I talk, what my kids that look every day. Because I want you to understand that beyond this game, the foundation of fatherhood, kicks are nothing but an extension.
Yeah.
Being a father is way more than buying my shoes, kids, every 3 weeks. And we want you to see that. And if we can do a good job about representation as what you do, I think this game will be in a better place. Because that's, like I said earlier, I want this game to be in a better place when I retire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm with you. Because that's what I do now. Like, I look at a lot of dads that put up pictures with their kids and their sneakers, and they automatically get my love, man, because I know it's deeper than just showing off the latest pair of Almaneras. You know what I mean? And I think that, that's the reason I started Fatherhood is Lit, where, you know, we need representation everywhere, right? And some of the things that I like to do with my kids are things that people from my hood like to do or from the inner cities, but it applies to everybody, right? But not everybody can enjoy it. And that's okay. You might not like it, but we like it. You know what I mean? And that's and that's what I want to show parents, where it's like, yo, it don't matter what people are. It don't matter if people are judging you for doing things with your kids. The only people that could actually judge what you do with your kids is your kids. And then we can only judge you if you don't do shit with your kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so if you're going to post up pictures collecting pins, quarters, sneakers, whatever it is, yo, at least you're doing something with your child. That's the win.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the win. Fuck the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the win right there. Your child is always going to be expecting that.
And I think you nailed it.
And you said it perfectly. Your son tells you, yo, dude, I'm ready. I'm ready to take these pictures, man. Like, yo, that's crazy. That's dope. You know what I mean? Like, that means that your presence has been felt. You know,
that's it means I'm doing a good job. And that's all that really matters to me at the end of the day is, am I doing a good job? It ain't about how they look, because my mother always raised me is, once you get out that house, you're on your own.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do all I can to keep you out these streets. And luckily I've done it. I've done a good job with them. Not saying I'm perfect.
No, we can't be.
I know that. They're good round students at school, and that's all I can ask for.
Yo, the only perfect parent, bro, and it sounds a little ludicrous, man, but the only perfect parent out there is the person that's not a parent, because they don't got to deal with the consequences of their parenting. You know what I mean? They could choose to just sidestep. You know what I mean? And then they're perfect.
Yeah,
because they didn't do nothing wrong. All right, you know what I mean? But yeah, going back to the sneaker stuff, man. So you got your kids, you got yourself. I'm sure you got sometimes every now and then you're trying to get wifey a pair of sneakers. Yo, how frustrating is it now to get like a full size run for your family, bro? Because when you go on sneakers, you know, we spoke about this earlier, you can only win one time if you win.
Yeah.
So how frustrating is it trying to get everybody the same pair of kicks?
Truth be told, I'm blessed that I don't have to have that issue. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. My wife doesn't rock with Jordans that much. So she won't look for a Jordan at all. She has what, maybe three, but she's a Air Max. She likes Air Max as a runner. Mm-hmm. So I necessarily don't have to worry about her trying to jump into the Jordan train with me and my boys because she doesn't wear Jordans. So it's just the Air Maxes. And then the sweet spot with the Air Maxes is a lot of times they don't come in full size runs.
Yep.
So I've been lucky enough to have to dodge that. The only thing that I ran into a hiccup is when we both wanted the off-white Serena Williams Air Max 97. And she was like, I want it. And I ended up finding a deal on my side, and I jumped. And she was mad, but I paid her back. She was mad, bro. She was mad, but I paid her back because she wanted the Cactus Flea Market Air Max, that Air Max with the Just Do It, the Cactus Flea Market, that Zoom, what is it? That it's the, with the air bubbles. What's it called? The Air Max Plus, the Air Max Plus Cactus Plant Flea Market, where it has the flower with four eyes on it and a smile.
Okay.
Green neon check. Yeah, those. So I wanted those. And she was like, oh, I kind of want them. I was like, oh, come on. So we were on our way to go out of town, and I hit on the Travis Scott Jordan 1 Lowe's.
Ooh.
And immediately after she saw, the Gotham screen, she was like, what are you going to buy with that? What are you going to buy that? What are you going to use that money for?
Oh, she was giving you the hint?
She already gave me the hint, bro. She was like, I was like, okay. I didn't even take them out the box. I just found somebody to buy them that could be the same swap. But she ended up getting the Cactus Plant Flea Market Air Maxes. And I had to wait on mine And the same thing I did with the Masters. I wanted the Masters, the Air Max Masters, but she ended up getting them instead of me. So I've been blessed, and I don't have to have that full-size run because my Kingston grows into Caden's shoes. So I hate buying him shoes when it's not going to last.
Yeah.
So I buy the one. But sometimes I'll get him a 1.5. That way my older son can still wear it a little bit, but Kingston's going to get majority of the wears. Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky I don't have to, but I take care of, my wife has been, she always tells everybody, I didn't meet him with all these shoes because I had semi-retired. But I had already had all the shoes, like all my shoes I had, but they were like in boxes because I just wasn't wearing them. I was in a shirt and tie 5 days a week. It was just, I didn't have time.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't wear my shoes for it. So about 5 years, I didn't buy a single shoe. If I bought something, it was simple. And
I think that's the transition, though.
I had the same thing. I came back. Yeah. And then when I started up again, she's like, where are all these shoes coming from? I'm like, bro, they've been sitting in storage. Like, they right here. Like, I haven't bought anything. Like, these have been in my collection. Like, once she figured out that I had a whole bunch of them, she was like, whatever started. I make sure she's happy. If she gets, whenever she wants something, I try to make sure when I'm looking for something, I look for her something. I try to do it all because if she's my main driving force. So if I can't, she gonna trip off. What box is that? She knows exactly what I sell to get something. Like, we just stay in communication, and that's what keeps folks out of trouble, is you being able to speak and communicate with your better half. That way, it's you're not dipping into this, and you're not dipping into that.
Oh,
one of those things.
That almost sounds like a priority talk, though. Like, it's almost like it seems like it's almost like. This is another lesson we could teach our kids about priorities too. But it's almost like when you're into sneakers, people look at you and say, what you're doing with your money? Like, are you thinking about your future? You're thinking about retirement. What about your kids' college tuition? And it's like, nah, we got that covered too. So how do you prioritize on that front and showcase that to your kids? Like, they're so young now. Do you have to sit down and tell them, yo, you know what? We're not going to take these sneakers because I'd rather pay for basketball camp or for school or something.
I've never had to do that. Like, my son wanted to play basketball this year and I let him play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was, I was still going through a job transition, but I knew how much he wanted to play. So it was just one of those things. You make the executive decision to do it. Prioritizing when it comes to making sure that everybody's good before you do something should be a part of growth before you even get married. You should prioritize your bills, plan ahead, invest, save. These are the essential things before you even, you should learn before you get into the sneaker game, because the sneaker game is like quicksand. You step one foot in it, it will suck you down, and you will be buying $2,000 and $3,000 worth of shoes in a month. I said, that's how the game is. But if you can prioritize, understand that the markets change, prices go down, making connections. If you prioritize those things, do I really need it? Can you look at your collection and say, I don't really need that color blocking, that colorway. Okay, I'm going to wait. These are the essential conversations you should have with yourself beforehand.
Yeah.
Because I've seen young sneakerheads and I've talked to and I've mentored and been like, why are you buying all these shoes? Like, who are you? Like, are you buying them because if you think they're going to make you look cool? Or are you buying them because it's a story in that box? I always wanted that, or I wanted, and I think some sneakerheads, they just go into it like, I just got to have this because I know it puts me on this pedestal. And that's not the way it should be. You should buy what you like. You should make sure you don't have to, if you have a car issue, it shouldn't be between you and the car. Because if you don't have a car, you can't go get the shoes in some cases.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to have an understanding of what prioritization starts from. So when I tell a lot of young sneakerheads that I mentor and I talk to, I just tell them, ah, oh, they hit me up. Yo, OG, I'm getting these. For what? You just got these. And I talk to them just like that. I don't try to sugarcoat nothing. I talk to them straightforward. I'm a straight shooter.
Yeah, you got
to
keep it real.
Come on. Yeah, they're like, come on. Yeah, they're like, come on, OG. You know, but you know, it's I don't have this. And I'll mess with them a little bit. But then at the end of the day, if I do think they really don't, I tell them, like, listen, how are things in your life? I do that check talk with them. Listen, how are things in your life? Is your girl good? How's your daughter doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. Have those conversations. And then I let them make their own decision because I don't control their money.
That's right.
I just hope that they listen to what I went through when I was full Gordon it and wish I wouldn't have. Don't fall into the same mistakes that I follow. And I think, but me being as transparent to that, I think that helps them digest some of the things they may not take from coming from another person.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, you mentioned earlier that you tell your kids that you have the school sneakers, you have the fly kicks, right? And then you have the joints for church, right? When I was growing up, yeah, my dad used to make me wear dope kicks and, you know, fly clothes for church on Sundays. And he wouldn't let me play with my friends at all. It was one of those, you know, you mess up these kicks, we're going to have some trouble. And yo, I used to hate him, bro. I used to hate, not my father, yeah, but I used to hate that he used to do that. You know what I mean? Because all I wanted to do was play with my friends. How difficult was that to get your kids to realize that, nah, when it's church shoes or church sneakers, y'all not messing these up, man. Like, how difficult was that? Was it difficult for you?
Easy.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't difficult because I always was prepared.
Okay.
Like, I knew, being that I had set out, it was done on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew how to do it on them. So, like, we had church functions or whatever like that, and I would literally just take their play shoes. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay, you would take it with you.
I would literally make them remember. I'd take them with me. Okay. We wouldn't even have that problem because I knew it's hard sometimes when you tell them you don't want to, you know, you don't want them to play, and it, they just being kids, and I didn't want to be that way to them. So I was like, if we go places, either I knew I could clean them and it'd be good, or I'd tell them to calm down, they would listen, or I'd just take their play shoes. And they just knew. Like when my wife takes them to her in-laws, to our in-laws, she would either wear shoes that I didn't care about, that I can clean easy, or she would take or let them wear down and lay head in that outfit and then put their play shoes on right when they got there. So my wife has a buy-in on that as well because she understands, you know, the importance of taking care of stuff and separating the good from the bad. So it just was easy for me at first because I have been conditioned to it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it because I still laugh about it with my dad now. You know what I mean? Like we laugh about that because I used to hate it. And now with my oldest son, man, I don't even got to worry about that. That dude is a beast. Like he gets a pair of off whites or dunks or anything, I don't have to worry about him dirtying them. What I have to worry about him is selling them, because this dude will leave the house and busted up Kyrie's with Adidas track pants instead of some nice Yeezys with his Adidas pants. You know what I mean? Like he's 15 and he's about that paper, and it kills me, bro. It kills me. So what advice would you have for me to get him to stop looking homeless with his kicks, bro? Like, how can I get him to be, I know he's proud of his kicks, but it's like he tells me all the time, Dad, you know, I like the sneakers, but I like money more. How do I stop that, bro? Because I want him to come outside looking decked out with me, man. Like I wore black cats to the shooting range. You know, I'm retarded like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this dude, he won't even go to school in off whites or anything like that. How do I get him to get a little fly, bro? Like, what advice do you have for that, bro?
Personally, I would say let him do his own thing because
I can't, man. I can't. You know, you know how crazy that is to be on TV and this dude got like holy sneakers on, bro.
yeah. But the foundation, one thing I don't want you to doubt, I would tell you, is don't doubt the foundation you laid, that he's not looking. Mm-hmm. I think when we're in the moment of doing something with our children, we don't look at how they are quietly looking, because we do the exact same thing to our kids. I gaze at my children at some times when, like, they're walking to school or they're just around the house chilling. I gaze at them like, you know, I made you. You know, I love you. You know, mm-hmm. and I hope that I'm laying the foundation. So your son sees what he can do. It's just the fact that he just doesn't want to, and I wouldn't force him.
Okay.
I wouldn't suggest it, because at the end of the day, he's building his own brand, his own way he wants to do things.
Can I continue and to throw shots at him? Can I continue to do that? Yeah. No, you give me that pass.
Because I think in a way that's building. If he's getting that from somebody he loves, imagine what's going to happen if you built up so much of doing that.
Yeah.
And he does that, and somebody does that outside the home. He will be conditioned to say, that ain't going to bother me. My dad wrote me worse than that.
Yeah.
And he loved me. You know?
You're right.
So
you're right.
I don't think what you're doing is wrong. I understand, because my wife jokes with me and says, watch, Kane going to grow up and I'm not wearing nothing but Chucks.
He's going to throw on some Crocs, bro.
And I'll say, well, the Chucks are Nike's brand, so he's still wearing Nikes.
He's still on our side.
He's still on our side. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't want them to. It's kind of like when my mother gave me my first name. My dad wanted me to be a junior. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, I don't want you to walk down. When you have a junior, I've always felt that you're always being looked at underneath your father. Mm-hmm. So whatever, if your father was a senior now and you're a junior, it's very much you're walking down that path of what your dad did. They can always say, I remember your daddy. You know, I remember when your daddy, you know, and I never wanted to do that with my kids. So that's why I gave them individual names instead of, because everybody was like, oh, you're going to name, you know, you're going to call him KJ? And I'm like, nah. He finna have his own name. It's the same thing. It's good to have somebody behind me. As my son, he walks up behind me and he's rocking the same different style, same vibe as me. Mm-hmm. But I want him to stand on his own as well, that I can step away from him and he could be fly on his own. That's his fly. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, good people like myself are going to see that you laid a good foundation for him. And you should be proud of that.
Oh,
be proud of
thank
that.
Thank you, man.
Stand
thank
upon that, man. Be proud you. Of that. It may not make sense to you right now, but it will make sense when 5, 6, 7 years from now, and things, you know, have grown a little bit more, and he either comes closer to what you were doing, or he's created something that you didn't see coming. That's because of you. That's my 98% is because of you.
Yeah.
And you should take that glory. And you shouldn't, don't try to force it. Don't try to, hey, let me try to sway you. Listen, if they happy, that's all that matters. If they can talk to you about shoes and y'all can go back and forth and Jones, brother, that's way more than a lot of these kids are doing with their parents. So yeah, you need to take that as a win.
Yeah, it's a win, man. Nah, I love it, man. You know, this is why I tell people, like, when I do these conversations with fathers, you know, it's a spotlight what the fathers like to do. But it's a conversation for me too. You know what I mean? Like, it's a learning experience for me too, because sometimes, you know, I need to hear these things, because, you know, we dads, right? We want the best for our kids, and we put our heads down, and we tend not to look up. And when, what I mean by that is that we tend to not look at the positive things that are happening. You know what I mean? So I needed that. Yeah. So, you know, I truly appreciate that, man. And, you know, one last question, bro, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know it's Jordan's birthday. We might get some kicks today. But, you know, the last question, man, if you had the chance to meet anyone in the sneaker game with your kids, right, who would it be, and what kicks would you and your kids wear to make it even more special?
If I can meet anybody
in the sneaker game, period.
That's a celebrity.
Anything that has to do with sneakers. It, just don't tell me Fat Joe, because I'm from the Bronx and I'm not picking Fat Joe.
No. I
don't care if he got a good sneaker collection. I don't care if he got one. I'm not picking him. no shots at him, by the way, but, you know, I'm not picking him.
Yeah. If I can meet, it's two people that come to mind. The first one is going to be DJ Clark Kent.
Ooh,
DJ Clark Kent was one of my favorite DJs, and he was a sneakerhead as well. Mm-hmm. So when I think about that in combination of having music and sneakers as one in one person, and having in my mind goes straight to him. Mm-hmm. Just goes straight to him.
What sneakers would you wear with him though? Because he's dropped some exclusive joints too, some exclusive collaborations. Yeah, well, so what would you wear to be with him? And it might be a pair of sneakers that you don't even have.
Well, I would be rocking my Trainer One DJ Clark Kent. Being that they wouldn't have the same, they never made kid sizes, I would go with electric green sixes so they can match my vibe.
Ooh, I like
that's
it.
What that was the color. Yeah, that was the color blocking of that shoe. The next person would be, and he's I'll have to say this, it's probably be Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
if I got the opportunity, we would wear we would wear the black varsity sixes, the shoe that he won his first chip in. We would all be wearing that one. That's because that's my favorite shoe, is the Jordan Black Varsity Sixes are my favorite all time shoe.
Yo, I mess with you, bro. And it's not just because of the sneaker picks, but it's because you go with the story behind the sneaker. And that's rare in this time now where people can tell you stories about kicks. It's usually, these are hype. Everybody wants them. They're Travis Scott's. That's not a story. Not a story. You know what I
got
mean?
I got so many stories in my bag. It's not even funny.
That's the true essence.
I would literally. Yeah. So we would wear Michael Jordan black varsity sixes. And it would just being able to see the person that I grew up idolizing on basketball, even though I was a baseball player, and Michael Jordan played baseball and he loved baseball. Yeah. And just how the correlation between my collecting and they're always wearing Jordans, I think it'll be a good thing to meet and to pick his mind about certain shoes, like what's his favorite shoe and why, and chronologically going through his sneaker history and breaking down what made that shoe that, and what's your biggest memory and stuff like that.
You know what I would ask him?
I would love to have that.
You know what I would ask Michael Jordan, man? I would ask him, why did you let your son backdoor all those damn trophy Jordans, man? Those trophy room Jordans. that would be my question, bro.
I guarantee Michael Jordan didn't care and didn't know until they hit the fan. Who is Nike? What's Nike gonna do? Nike ain't gonna pull his contract.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but him doing it was a prime example of seniority. No boutique could have done that.
Yeah.
Not when we had receipts. It wasn't even the fact that we were speculating. Bro, we had receipts.
Yeah.
We had video. Yeah. Like, how do y'all deny that? That y'all couldn't even deny that. But
and they were cool with it. They were cool with not being able to deny that
cool
either.
With it. There's nothing we can do. It was nothing we could do.
That's the power.
Do I think something happened back door? No. Mm. I think they told dude, please try to cover that up a little bit more. But they weren't. He was never in a position that he was going to lose his contract. That was never going to happen.
Nope. I would just put Jordan on the spot in hopes that he would say, yo, I got you, man. What sizes y'all need? We got you. And then after that,
give me that lifetime contract. Let's sign me up.
Yeah, man. Let's get it. So what's next, man? How can people reach you, bro? What's next and how can they reach you?
So you can always find me on Instagram, Mr. Miller, Mr. Miller_Miller1. It's the same thing on Twitter. I do have a feature page, Little Rock Kicks on Deck, LR Kicks on Deck. We also do a show on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with my boy Lace Differently. It's called If the Shoe Fits. We have weekly guests. It's never the same questions, always new content. And we just started, what is that app that somebody brought up last night and we decided to jump on it. It's called Clubhouse.
Clubhouse? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a Clubhouse channel where we're going to have an open forum and talk about some of the stuff. It's going to be an extension of If the Shoe Fits. So we'll be doing that. So that's where y'all can find me. But the main ones you find me on is IG. Like I said, Mr._MR_Miller1. There you go.
Man, I love it. Thank you, Mr. Miller, bro. I don't even know how to thank you because it's like these are the type of conversations that I love, man. Like, I think we could go on for hours, yeah. hours just yeah, based on, yeah. on sneakers, the cleaning side, the maintaining of the kicks. Yo, how do you, you know, if your child even tells you, yo, dad, you're not getting these pair of kicks. I want them, man. We could go on for years, bro. So I truly appreciate your time, man. And I truly appreciate that every day you post a picture with you and your sons, man, and the kicks, man. It reminds me that, that, you know, sneakers unite, man. Like, they unite families. People, you know, people used to hate on them.
Love.
Yeah, people used to hate on sneakers, and it's like, nah, we need them.
Man.
Yeah, man. You know.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, man. You know, to the community, you know, we all have our loves that may have been around before or even after our kids were born. As dope fathers, we need something in our lives that remind us of who we are and where we come from. For some of us, that love is kicks, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. We still get busy like other dads, and we do it well. And at times, we do it with exclusive kicks on, just like Mr. Miller. Make your presence felt your way. Fatherhood is lit. Thank you, Mr. Miller, once again, bro. You killed it.
Thank you, brother.
Killed it.
I appreciate it, man. You keep doing your thing, man. I'm always going to be one of your biggest fans and biggest supporters, man. Keep doing your thing, man. I appreciate the opportunity to get on your show. So thank you, brother.